in hospital, four children in hospital. Juice TV was founded by Pip Forbes, who used to volunteer for bedside play in children's hospitals before moving on to present on children's TV. The show helps children feel connection to other kids experiencing similar stories to theirs and offers a creative and educational outlet. Programs on Juice TV include children explaining alongside their specialists the different kinds of hospital procedures and what to expect, so kids don't feel as frightened to undergo treatment.
Australia's first horse riding school for people with disabilities is set to reopen as the charity Racing Hearts has taken over. The school, located in Pinjarra Hills, was closed 9 months ago after its original owners shut down the business and sold its horses. Racing Hearts say they intend for the McIntyre Centre to reopen in 6 months, with interest and backing from the local community wanting to volunteer.
In national news, Charles Darwin University requests a federal inquiry to not publish critical submissions made by its academic staff over the university's support for an industrial gas development in Darwin Harbour. The middle arm inquiry is exploring the industrial proposal and $1.5 billion promised government investment after a Guardian Australia article exposed that despite the project's sustainable branding, it was actually key for the export of fossil fuel gas. The university contends that their staff's submissions was not consulted internally and could represent a conflict of interest between them and the fossil fuel industry.
Thousands of Muslims gathered at Sydney's Lakemba Mosque for their morning Eid prayer yesterday, but broke their local tradition of inviting politicians, citing disapproval over the government's response to the war in Gaza. Foreign Minister Penny Wong announced on Tuesday that the federal government was contemplating recognising Palestinian statehood. Yet, Lakemba Mosque Secretary Gamal Kiha says the Muslim community senses that the government's actions and compassion for the people of Gaza is not there. Both the state and federal MP for the electorate declined to comment on not being invited to the Eid event.
In international news, today is World Parkinson's Disease Day, recognized annually on April 11th. This international day is observed to raise awareness about the neurodegenerative disorder that targets the nervous system and other body parts controlled by nerves. The first case of Parkinson's was discovered in 1817 by Dr. James Parkinson, and currently more than 10 million people worldwide live with this disorder. Actions taken to recognize today include lighting up iconic Queensland buildings and landmarks in the color purple.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some wind throughout the day. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.